Warning! In today's episode, Ander gets extremely drunk. And here's just a taste of what you're in for.
Why can't we fly yet? Dick jokes. Ape sex. What are I original O R O? Someone heard it. I'm just an ordinary man living an ordinary life. It's a sharpie. It'll be shoving up your assy.
You've been warned.
Hello, idiots. Welcome to the Ander and Pube Show, episode 3, season 2. Sorry about calling you idiots. I love you all. We've got a special guest here today, and his name is Twan the Man. Say hello, Twan.
This is Twan. Hello, all.
So it's the Ander and Pubes and Twan Show. Actually, I'm going to name it the Ander and Twan and Pube Show, if you don't mind, Pubes.
All right, for this one.
I'd like to think over time I'll move up the ranks. I'm a bit of a go-getter in that way.
Well, maybe.
He's a young up-and-comer.
Virile.
We've got an exciting show today because, I don't know if you heard episode 2, we talked about how there's a bit of a social experiment with me where some friends claim that I get funnier as I get drunker. Other friends claim that I get more retarded and more annoying when I get drunker.
I'm on that camp.
Yeah, Luke's team not drunk. So tonight we're going to solve this little conundrum by me progressively becoming drunker throughout the show.
Yeah, it is.
At the moment, I'm as sober as a funeral, and by the end of the show, I'm going to be drunk as a funeral.
A duck's back after party.
Drunk as a duck's back, yeah.
Goddamn ducks.
So that is why we've got Twan in, because I need someone to talk to when you just a drunken and mess
too,
on the floor.
Too drunk to speak.
And
for security reasons.
that's what's going to happen today. It's pretty good. We can't just sit here drinking.
No, surely not.
I'm professional. That's exactly what I am going to do.
But we could.
We're going to make it into a bit of a game because that's how drinking works. You play games with it. So the rules of this are, well, our feedback from episode 1 or 2 is too many dick jokes. People don't like the dick jokes. So today, for every dick joke I make, it's a shot of vodka.
Yeah. And you'll be able to know that he's doing a shot of vodka because this sound is going to go.
That's the buzzer. Every time I make a dick joke, the buzzer plays.
There's chunk everywhere and the seats are disgusting.
There we go. Wrong button.
There possibly will be chunk everywhere and the seats will be disgusting. So, how very appropriate.
Luke's in charge of sound effects.
I know, and already it's gone wrong. So 45 seconds in.
My mistake. I apologise for giving Luke any responsibility. He's got a buzzer. And do you want any other rules with this drinking game?
No, I just thought this would be a good chance to just hit you with questions, throw questions at you and see what your response is.
And if I make a dick joke, you buzz me out.
Bang.
But the other thing is do you want another rule? Maybe mumbling. I do that a lot.
You do?
Every time I
mumbling slur, means drink.
And as I get drunker, that's going to happen more and more.
Yeah, which
it means you're going to drink more and more. It's going to exponentially increase your drunkenness.
I was just trying to think of that word, Twan. Well done.
Existential. Existential?
Existentially, yes.
Like suspension, on a car.
Yeah. That was it goes up and down and then stops eventually.
You go to the mechanic and get replaced.
Okay, whoa. I did chuck it on the old Facebook for people to hit me up with some questions to ask Ander.
That's the theme of today is just questions.
Questions
for me.
Yep.
And hopefully my answers become better as I become drunker.
Well, I hope so. I hope you lock into that stream of consciousness that you do so well and just start hitting us with the energy of the universe, you know what I mean?
All the energy of the universe. Yes. All right.
Fair enough.
Shall we get started?
Well, how are you?
You doing all right? I'm good. I'll be better in half an hour. We're wasted.
Twan, how are you? We've had a good response to the old Twan Man over the years.
Well, that's good.
Episode 8 of last season. It was a good episode. Yes. You came in and challenged us.
Oh, yes.
You got a challenge for us this week?
Blimey, I did beat you embarrassingly last time, didn't I?
The iPod off.
Yeah, the iPod off.
Episode 8, season 1.
Exactly. Also, you're on last week's episode where we called you up.
I was. Yes.
Might come back to some of those get rich quick ideas.
The old investment report. Yeah, that old chestnut.
Besides that, what'd you get up to yesterday, Twin?
I went to almost got drowned at Derby Day. So,
yeah, it was pretty...
spring racing carnival.
Pretty wet in the old Melbourne yesterday.
I like to... I do have a theory. It was a lot like the Titanic. Can any of you guess why at all?
Because Leo was there?
I don't know. Might have been. I didn't see him. Okay, a lot of well-dressed people trying to avoid the water. Sorry about that one. Apologise, won't That's be any more of that.
If you can hold off on making jokes.
Leave it to us, Dwayne. Okay. Anyway, so we should...
hear me like sort of preparing drinks in the clinking background. Glasses. With you, pouring little shots of
vodka. I think it's time for the first one.
Well, I haven't made a dick joke yet.
There we are.
Okay, fine. Just saying the word dick necessitates a dick joke. Yep.
Oh, this doesn't work, Eddie. There
it is.
Every time you say dick, he's technically...
There's one down.
I hate vodka. This is only going to get worse.
I already have to do number two?
No. It's easy in the wood.
I'm gonna alternate between vodka and sips of beer.
Okay.
So number two is...
It's going to have to be a big sip of beer. Like, a good sip of beer. Refreshing.
You love it. This is the first episode ever where I have gone completely without notes.
Yes,
I feel good. It's liberating.
Cuban's got all the notes today.
I can say whatever I want.
So let's have a let's get this show on the road.
Yes,
you know what I mean. Questions to Ander. I was thinking, I just wanted to get some of your initial reactions on some ancient proverbs.
Okay,
we all know there's a few that everyone knows. Kind of give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day.
True that.
Teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime.
Yep.
Something like that.
I've got a variation of that.
Okay.
Which is a modern day version
of,
your homeless person in need of usually drugs. So I've alternated it.
Yes, alternated. It's like a car again. Yes. It's a car theme today. Oh,
come. Kenick's everywhere. What is he doing here anyway?
I like to say if you can give a man a fish, he can sell it and get some drugs.
Okay.
You can.
If you teach a man to fish, you can support his drug habit for the rest of his life.
Making it easier for society.
Yes, that's right. It takes the pressure off. It really does.
Yes, it really does. All right, what about let sleeping dogs lie? What's your take on that?
Well, all dogs are liars, really. When you look at it.
Okay.
I mean...
Expand on that.
Justify yourself.
No, I think the proverb is actually getting at the fact that if you try to wake a dog while it's sleeping, it could bite you, so leave it be.
Okay, all right, specific.
That's guessing off the top of my head what that means. Or it could be like, don't be mean to animals.
Okay,
because
all right.
Dogs have nice dreams. What do dogs dream about?
Bones.
Running
balls,
on the beach.
Chasing rabbits.
Chasing balls, you know.
That's what you dream about, Luke.
Some dogs, mate.
Better drink.
Fair enough.
Well, I would have one of those.
Those bad boys down the hatch.
Oh,
vodka.
There you go. Number two. Okay, what about this one? A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Tell me about it.
What if that friend in need, you need someone to help you move house? That's a pain in the ass. A friend in need is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you're true. Mm. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Just completely wrong? Is that where you're going with that?
Yeah, dismiss that one.
Okay, they're the ones that people...
Avoid friends is what I'm going to take.
At all costs.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially when they're in need.
Especially when they're in need.
Cut them off. Okay, they're the ones that everyone knows. But
I think that's a good point, because a friend in need is a friend indeed. So they're going to be very sucking up to you. So I think what that proverb is trying to get at is that you should extort as much out of that friend as you can while they're in need.
Okay.
Use their neediness.
Before or after you give them the help?
Before. So you need help moving, do you?
Mm.
That necklace you're wearing.
Yeah.
It's nice. How about a trade-off? You seem to really need my help.
It's like a barter system.
Barter. Exploit their situation.
Yeah. So how does that, just to expand on this and make it a bit more logical and easily understandable for the listeners.
You're on to something.
Logic.
How does the trade of goods and services make a friend more a friend indeed than a friend otherwise?
It's Good point.
Can you rephrase that in English?
I don't think you could even say it again.
No, that was straight off the bat.
Could you rephrase that as a sentence?
I can't even remember. I don't even know where I am at the moment.
Let's push on, boy.
God, I don't know where that came from. Christ.
Okay, they're the ones that people know.
Let's try to keep our talking in sentence form. Henceforth.
You were doing Zimmer form before. It's baffling.
Look at it, just plugged myself into something and it just shot through me like lightning.
A bit of beer just came out of Anders' nose.
So, my apologies.
Ron will win it tonight.
We're the only people laughing. The listener is sitting at home with their iPod going, what the fuck is this? Delete. Unsubscribe.
Anyway, I looked up some other proverbs that you might not be so aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Some ancient Chinese proverbs here.
Oh, China.
It's not the cry, but the flight of a wild duck which leads its flock to follow. What's your thoughts?
Well, the leader duck has a very specific quack. Yes. Like if you know hunting, duck hunters have those 4-in-1 whistles. They do 4 different type of duck cries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a duck cry that says it's safe down here. There's a duck cry that says there's food down here,
yes,
etc. There's one called chatter, which is when the ducks are eating, the noise they make.
How do you know this?
Oh, I've researched. yeah, duck cries are an integral part of duck society. Like, I don't claim to be a duck.
Well, exactly.
Nor have I ever hunted them, but yeah, they're absolutely right. I don't know how that applies to human society. Like, well,
which is what most proverbs try to get you to understand something.
We don't want to know purely about ducks. I see how that's applicable to my situation.
It's like that dog that lies.
Sorry, was that applicable?
Apolyptical.
Was that a stumble?
Oh, I think that was a stumble. Gotcha.
Well, look.
There it is. All right, so...
Oh, hey, vodka.
It's the taste of victory, is all that is.
You bought this.
Well, I'm 1 year unemployed tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. No, the 1st of November marks 1 year unemployed. Is that tomorrow?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice. There you go.
So that deserves a clap.
One entire year.
And I've never been to Centrelink in that time.
That's 12 months, if anyone didn't want
to. So, then playing at home.
Yeah.
So that's relevant because, I bought the cheapest alcoholic beverage I could find, which is this cheap vodka called Miss Shaka.
Miss Shaka.
Should be called Fuck Off, man.
Okay, I just, before we move on with proverbs, I just want to get your last take on this one. Another Chinese proverb. Add legs to a snake after you draw it.
Okay, why are we drawing snakes? Please clarify.
No,
why are we drawing snakes?
That's the only information I've got.
What's the purpose of this exchange?
I feel Lando wants to flip that up on its head. So.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Roll with it.
Just run us through. Run us through what you're thinking here.
Okay.
What does that describe to you in natural human society?
Could you repeat the question? Add legs to a snake after you draw it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what you're really doing is imagining the legs, aren't you?
Okay.
If you're adding to them. So that's like saying that an artwork is never really complete unless you do it in your mind. It's also a snake. You know, maybe they're talking about trouser snake.
Dick joke.
You set that up, didn't you? You set that right up. Here's a shot.
I don't know how your brain works.
Delicious. That's 4 vodka shots in how many minutes? 5.
Oh, I don't know. Not many.
We need a bucket. We're going to need a bucket.
We might need a puke break. So...
All right.
That's
a good question. Hey, you know what? I've got some feedback about our podcast. And someone said, not enough good old-fashioned storytelling in episode 1, season 2, season
And you've taken offence to that.
I did
tell a good old-fashioned story.
I took so many fences. That you
so you took so many fences?
Yeah, I took them.
Picket fences.
I didn't just take a fence. I took many.
All right, tell us a story right now. Go.
Okay. You know what I did once when I was a kid? This is a completely random story that's not related in any way.
Random story.
Doobly scat. Go. Thank you.
Glad 20.
Okay, childhood innocence. I was, let's say, 10 years old, because yep. that seems to be how old I was in all my stories. 10 was a big year for me.
Getting a lot of shit done.
Okay, I was 10 years old. And I was wandering around my house, yep. as you do when you're 10, because where else do you go, really, apart from school?
I walked around in my jocks. Everybody does it.
Get your hand off your dick right now, Dwayne.
touch his penis. Damn it. No, that's not a dick joke. That's the same thing.
Oh, I think we'll let him slide on that one. I think, yeah, you know.
You don't know how long I was waiting for you to bite on that piece of tackle. And by tackle...
Dwayne's drink.
God damn it.
Do a shot of vodka. Hey, this is a community game.
Community.
All right, so what was I saying? Something about a story?
You were 10 years old.
Oh, exactly what I remember now. Okay, so I was 10 years old, and I was wandering around my house, and Mum had gone out of her bedroom. Mum's got, you know, Mum's bedroom. You've got the TV. She sits there and watches the, you know, soaps, and then she goes to sleep sort of thing.
Yes.
Not that kind of soaps, the TV show soaps.
Not just decorative soaps, Twin.
Anyway, I've wandered out into the hall just as I've noticed Mum's wandering down the hall to the kitchen to make a cup of tea,
if I had to
guess. So I've seen she's left her door open, big double bed with enough space for me to hide under it. I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity for me to hide under Mum's bed.
Bit of mischief.
And, you know, jump out and spook her at some point.
That'll learn her for raising you.
Nurturing.
I didn't really know where I was going to go with it. I'm like, that's an opportunity. Mum's left the door
open.
At
10 years old, you don't have those kind of thought processes.
Yeah, I'm just like, there's an opportunity to hide under the bed. I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
so I've hid under the bed. Mum's come back into the room, close the door. She's sipping on her tea and watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first... 30 seconds. I'm like, this is awesome. This has worked. I can't believe I've hidden under here. She hasn't noticed. This is so good. And then, the guilt starts to creep in.
Yeah,
and I start to think, how am I going to get out of this? Because if I jump out, my mum could well have a heart attack.
And
it's going to scare the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to scare my mum. I kind of just wanted to see if I was capable of hiding under the bed.
Mission accomplished.
And then where do I go from there? And then I'm sitting there, 1 minute passes, 5 minute passes. I'm like, how do I get out of this?
Yeah.
And I realize
and by then, it's come too far.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can do.
Really? The joke's on me. I'm the guy stuck under the bed with no way out.
You're the idiot.
I feel it's like the same as when you don't learn a person's name.
You get it, you know what it is,
and then...
The longer you let it go, the worse it gets.
The worse it is, exactly.
But the problem is, it's such a conundrum that you don't know how to get out of it.
No, that's exactly. Right. Yeah.
So it does drag on. So she eventually... I'm like, I'm just going to fall asleep under here. I don't know what I'm going to do. She turns off the TV and is ready for bed, and I'm like, what do I do? So I just stood up and I'm like, might go to bed, Mum.
To which her response was?
She hit the roof. She jumped so high.
Had a heart attack. She's dead
just
now.
About. She's dead. Rest in peace. Another question for Ando. Is that what's going on? Another question for me.
Yes. And can you do any impressions?
Impressions?
Anything at all?
Oh, God.
The only one that I've got on my belt, and I realised I hadn't done it in like 10 years or so, and I just did it to my girlfriend the other day. It's a slight, it's a bad imitation. Bits of Donald Duck.
Did you say anything just then?
Not a thing.
That is terrible.
I cannot make noise with that. Yeah, I cannot make words.
Okay, no.
Anything that you can do?
I can do an impression of Hugo Weaving in The Matrix saying my own name.
Okay.
You know that, Mr. Anderson, we've had our eye on you for some time now.
The way you say time now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a pause of time.
That's the only thing that would distinguish that from... Possibly anyone at all.
Well, I'm no comedian, because, I'm not claiming that I can do impressions. So how about suck on my balls? For some time now.
Just on your name Anderson. How would you feel about if you changed your first name to actually Anderson?
Well, I feel like Anderson is more of a surname sort of a deal.
Yeah. You used to get that a bit when we were in high school.
Yeah, some friends called me Mr. Anderson after the sort of Matrix thing.
That's kind of when I just first met you.
I quite liked it. I thought it was pretty cool.
It's course, though.
The problem was I felt jealous that I couldn't call anyone else Mr. Anderson, because it's so much fun to be like, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, you being the best person to do the voice, it's kind of hard that you have to talk to yourself.
Yeah.
I did, in private, talk to myself in that voice. I'd be doing my math homework and I'd be like, Mr. Anderson, are you sure that that is the correct answer?
Dwayne, you got anything?
I've had your eye on
any,
you.
Any impressions?
Any impressions?
Yeah, up and you
I like to think I got a good impression of Sean Connery.
Oh.
When are you going to do it?
Yeah, hit us with it. We're all ears.
But I'm not going to do it right now.
You could, if you did that but yelling, yeah, it'd be that dude from 300. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Fair enough. We are Spartacus? Or
this is Sparta! Yeah. That kind of deal. Yeah.
Which it was. So.
It was Sparta.
Yeah.
He wasn't lying. You got to give him that.
Not a bullshit artist.
All right, let's push on. This is a deeper question. I would like to get your drunken opinion on this.
Well, I'm actually not drunken yet, so should I make some more cock jokes?
Let's do it.
That's not a cock joke.
Have a little...
Saying cock joke is not a cock joke.
Just have a...
double buzz.
Just have a go.
Okay, let me vlog this one down.
See, this is good. I want to talk about philosophy a little bit. And philosophy...
Gulp.
It's a deep subject, and maybe, you know, this is just something to lead into a few deeper ones. So I can see your eyes starting to meld together.
Glaze over.
Yes, glaze over. So Descartes, what do you know about him?
Descartes, well, he was the guy that said, I think, therefore I am.
Yes, yes.
And his theory about what came to that, he was like saying that the only knowledge we can have comes from our sense data, our hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, feeling, whatever.
Okay.
And he was saying that those senses are in themselves fallible, so we cannot rely on them for truth.
Okay.
Because they could be lying to us. We could be thinking we're seeing something, but we're not really seeing it. So really, there is no truth that we can know, because we can only know the truth by our sense data, which is fallible.
Mm-hmm.
So, he went on a mission to prove something exists, anything exists. He deleted all of human knowledge and was like, let's prove something that's true. And the only thing he could prove after time of trying to prove something was that he existed. And the way he came to that theory is because he was able to think, which didn't rely on any... He knew he was thinking, but without having to rely on any of sense data.
Okay.
He became, you know, I think, therefore I am. Which is quite good. Yeah, you know.
It's pretty good. And it's a pretty good answer. It's not bad.
Later, though, he added to things like, you know, he tried to prove something else, and he proved that a square was a square because the definition of a square is that it has four sides, which in itself, you know, proves that a square exists because the idea of a square. But then he led on to saying that the idea of God proves that God exists, so he added that into the things that exist. So he exists, shapes exist, and God exists is basically all he's got to say, because the idea of it, I disagree with that God bit.
Okay, yeah.
I've never seen him. Well, then again, my sense data would be lying to me if I did see him.
He wasn't at the bottle, though, was he? He was behind the counter.
Yeah,
a bit of a beard.
Weirdo.
But I think what he was getting at is that the idea of God is that he is there is no proof that he exists, right? So, because there is no physical proof that he exists in that that's the definition of him.
No.
He doesn't exist.
Once again, not bad.
You're smarter drunk than you are sober, my
take a drink.
Just to relate it back to the last topic, would you say that's a little bit like the Matrix, Mr. Anderson?
A little bit.
Yes.
A little bit. You don't know what exists. Am I really seeing this? Am I really here? That's called, what is that called? Metaphysics? I don't know what that's called. What's that called?
I just think I was smart enough to relate that back to the last topic.
Yeah,
but no, he basically did Matrix himself. He's like, do I really see this? Am I really here?
Yeah,
and then he woke up and he was in the Nebuchadnezzar. Morpheus.
Yeah, and Lawrence Fishburne strutting around town like he's all that.
I know. Acne scars. Yeah. My word. They exist.
Pimply teenager. Shit clothes and gruel. Didn't they eat gruel?
Oh, yeah, gruel. Yeah. It's a basic protein and mineral mixed into this goop, which tastes like fucking an asshole.
Yeah. Sounds pretty sweet to me.
Shall we continue? So, Ben.
Oh, my God.
As a writer.
Yes.
Which you...
Claim to be.
I didn't want to be too mean, but yes. You know, you're pretty well across language in itself.
No.
The English language, do you think?
Well... Yeah, my brain, not so much, but Microsoft Word,
and your fingers.
I find it is very much a cross-language.
Okay,
it can correct any of my misdoings.
Something that I was thinking about.
Yes.
Why is the word cool always in itself being cool? It has never not been the definition of itself.
I'm sure it has once upon a time.
When?
When it meant just cold, slightly cold. Cool to the touch.
Okay, all right.
You should know that, being named Luke. Lukewarm, cool. They're related in some sense.
I'm pretty sure God make that one of your responsibilities.
Okay, but there's things like...
cough.
So cool in itself has never not been cool.
Has it not been cool?
In the 80s, you know, radical was a type of thing. Radical.
Yeah,
In the 90s, wicked. Yep. We all remember that.
We do.
I remember. 2008, lol.
2008.
It's very specific.
Is that when it started?
That's when he caught on to it. It's a little bit behind the
times. A little bit behind the game.
Oh, right.
But, you know, these kind of words come and go. How has that one stayed on for so long?
Okay, cool has always been cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it down to Fonz.
Okay. What about blaxploitation movies?
They're 70s, right?
Yeah.
When was Happy Days? 60s?
I don't know. I think it was around Sunday, Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, late 60s, early 70s, maybe.
Coming with the gold. look, you know what? I don't know. Cool is cool. Cool is cool.
Just to expand on Anderson's, and I will call you that from now on.
Mr. Anderson.
sorry, Mr. Anderson. It's much like in the case that, say, a glass is a glass or a pen is a pen, and a cool is probably cool. Is that where you're sort of heading with that, Mr. Anderson?
Well, look.
Well, even if it wasn't, it sounds correct, so.
I'm going to go with Anthony on this one. Wanderman has nailed it. Go cool is cool. So, go fuck yourself is my official answer.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Shove it up your ass. This is
actually a question we got from Clarky, who also came in episode 8.
That one went under the radar. Carry on.
This is a question we got from Clarky.
I did just say boy on boy rather than boy oh boy. So,
thank you for reporting that to our attention.
I said that went under the radar, but then I pointed it out. Why? Why do I do this to myself?
Anyway.
You know.
This is actually a question that we got off the internet.
The internet?
Yes.
I've been there. I went there once.
We got this off Clarky.
I went on a 6-month holiday to the internet. It was called Japan. And I basically sat naked in front of my laptop in a hotel room searching pornography and Facebook.
Both of which are readily available in Japan / the internet.
Carry on.
Clarky, who came in episode 8 of last season.
Yeah, Clarky.
Good friend of the show. He's actually giving us a question.
Hit me.
Yeah. How and why does helium make your voice higher?
Helium. Helium. That's a good question. What it does is tighten your vocal
chords
in your throat to the point that they vibrate much at a higher frequency than normal. That's completely unresearched. I made that up.
It is unresearched. I haven't researched the actual answer.
No, that
was quite good.
No, even if that's incorrect, I don't feel a buzzer is at all necessary because that was a brilliant lie.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
So, well done.
That's the basis of my career. Lying, but sounding like I know what I'm talking about.
No.
Clarky, I hope you find that reasonable.
Listening and, you know, take that as the truth. That's gospel. That's how... You know.
Hallelujah.
Tell a lagadies.
I am black. Excuse me. Excuse my racism. That happens sometimes.
The theory of evolution. What do you know about that?
Well.
You want to run us through? Your background.
Evolution. Yep. Okay. Well, we're talking Darwin here.
We are talking Darwin.
All life came from a source of a single origin.
Yes.
And evolved from that.
Mm-hmm. It's not
Maybe
the first
that
one.
Wasn't the first bit of life to exist on Earth. Maybe there was some other life that existed that came about and tried to evolve but fizzled out. All of them died.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other life came about, fizzled out. Maybe that happened 1,000 times before the piece of life that evolved into humans and all of life as we know it, it became existent.
Okay.
So we're the success.
What do I think of that? We're the successful life, and so is every bit of life on human
Would you say it was a raging success?
I would say it would rage harder than my cock.
There it is.
There it is. That was bad.
I saw that coming a mile.
We're talking about life. We're bound to come to life.
I love that. Raging isn't more applicable to anything else.
I know your Sonic action triggers. Yeah. One of them is the word rage.
Sonic action.
That's outrageous.
Humans will probably not evolve any further physically.
I disagree.
Because.
Why is that?
Wait.
Okay.
There are parts of the human anatomy which aren't great. Knees mm-hmm. are not designed well.
They're not very good.
But.
Butts are good designed well.
They will never evolve. Female ones. They will never evolve any better.
On black ladies.
Because instead, we just make better shoes.
Right.
We make a better shoe, which deals with our bad knees, what therefore we don't need
what
to.
What we're really doing is fucking ourselves over.
Yes, once again.
Technology is humans, it's both what sets us apart from the animals mm-hmm. and what also is fucking us up the ass
mm-hmm.
as human race. That's fair enough. I'm going to do a shot. Bear with me for okay. 1 second.
On the subject of evolution, let me run this by you.
And here's my own.
A slug
all right.
is as evolved mm-hmm. as a human. Talk
well,
me through it.
what we're basically saying
yep.
there is,
yep.
it's reached its same evolutionary state mm-hmm. as the human in the same amount of time.
What okay. it really means is
a slug
is perfectly adapted to its environment,
mm-hmm.
much like humans.
Right.
It has got to the point where it is perfect. It does not have to evolve any further.
Okay. I don't think slugs are perfect. Why do they move so slowly?
Because that amount of...
That's all they need to move.
Exactly
I disagree. Because their shell is supposed to stop them from harm,
that's
right?
A snail.
That's a snail.
A slug is different.
I disagree then. And I think that slugs could further evolve into snails if they wanted to.
Okay.
You look at the flounder. That has to move on its side in order to see what you're doing. What a retard. Who designed the flounder?
Here's another question for you, Ander. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Well, it really depends on what you're asking.
Okay.
If you're asking, does sound exist outside of human perception,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
i.e. like hearing?
Yes.
I believe that yes, it does. It is the sound, sound is technically airwaves vibrating and the manipulation of molecules bouncing off each other.
You're exactly right, yeah.
But if you think that sound does not exist outside of human perception,
mm-hmm.
then no, it does not exist. A human has to be there to hear it in order for it to exist.
Okay, yeah, yes. Yeah.
So it depends on your point of view. If you think that sound is a mere... is a mere factor of human perception, no, it doesn't exist.
Okay, let me change it up for you a little bit.
Okay.
If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it except one guy, but mm-hmm. the falling tree crushes him, does that guy dying make a sound?
Let me answer your question with another question, Luke. Which of the primates has a bigger testicle and testicle
chimpanzee.
Ball sack? The smaller chimpanzee or the gorilla?
The chimpanzee has
okay.
bigger balls.
Because why?
Because a female chimpanzee is more promiscuous than other primate females.
Exactly correct. So, good on you.
Will there ever be a world race? And will that be the end of racism?
Well, look, let's hope so. Because racism is a bad thing. let's
leave it there?
Continue.
Covered.
Okay.
Done. Tick.
Name the seven dwarves.
Sleepy.
Yep.
Dopey.
Mm-hmm.
Junkie.
And his wicked ways.
Touchy. Feely. And... drunky. Drunky.
Wrong.
And that's a shot for Ander. This is going downhill.
Okay, all right. Let me just take you through the seven dwarves here. Dopey, sneezy, happy.
Rapist. Rapist. Happy, grouchy.
Grumpy.
Grumpy.
Bitchy.
Sleepy.
Oh.
Bashful.
Bitch ass.
And Doc.
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 The rest, the other six dwarves... Their name tells you exactly their personality.
Doctor's the doctor. Sleepy. Doc is the doctor.
Why is he a doctor? That doesn't tell you anything about him.
He's an idiot.
Now, no, wait, no. Wait, also, wait, why wait, is wait, a doctor wait. Now working in a mine?
Pretty sure it was...
With six other dwarves.
Well, the global economic crisis, Luke, has led to doctors...
Yeah, downsizing.
You know, human welfare and well-being...
Yes.
...has become a side note of human existence. Human existence is more about the production of substances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coal. gold.
Yes.
Other
things.
Elements. and now, humans are all about the money.
All about the Benjamins. See,
I don't care if you live for 50 years or 500 years. I just care what you produce for human society. And now that China is a superpower, that's iron, and that's coming from... Dwarves, exactly.
Dwayne, last week when we talked to you on the phone...
You had an erect penis, did you not? I'm sorry.
Stop spilling him.
Can I follow that now or then?
Let's pretend that didn't exist and continue.
Dwayne, last week when we talked to you on the phone, you had some Get Rich Quick schemes.
Yes,
have
I
you
did.
Done any more work on those? You got anything else to you need to tell us to?
I do have an update on the progress of those very schemes.
Yep.
I invested $20, did I not? What's my return? My ROI.
All right, you shut up for a second.
ROI.
What is
return
that?
On investment.
Okay, what is it? What's REI?
What I return ROI. Let's not talk about three-letter anagrams.
Anagrams.
Anagrams. That's not got anything to do with penises.
No, but you... Snap.
Slurred. Okay.
Put your tongue back in your mouth, Andy. Anderson.
My tongue was biting.
Twain. Stop it. Stop fucking around.
Sorry.
Again.
Continue.
Twain.
I'm back here. I'm out of this one.
Have a little break. Dwayne.
Okay, investment report.
Yep.
First one was Flying Fox between Flying giant foxes. Power lines.
Yes, yes, yes.
Giant power
sounds
lines.
Sounds fun.
No, it sounds fun. That was the that was what I sold it to investors on. Yes. Just that it does in fact sound fun.
Yes.
Went through some testing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Unfortunately, one of our test subjects... Mr. Squeaky, we used to call him. He was a squirrel. He sadly passed. And we're now in a lawsuit situation with the RSPCA.
What did he pass by? Massive electrocution.
Severe electrocution.
Severe to fatal electrocution.
In that process, we managed to short circuit half of the state's electricity supply, and there is a pending lawsuit. Anderson.
I told Ander to back away from the microphone just to take a minute.
Back here.
And he started messing around, almost fell off his chair. Didn't spill a drop of his beer, actually.
Oh, yeah, I
spoke too soon. There it goes.
I spilled the entire beer.
Before you said the word beer, he spilled every drop.
Every drop of the beer.
I didn't mean
not
that.
Not a single drop went to every
that.
Drop.
Look, I'm trying to
in
be
in the sentence itself.
I'm trying to be responsible. Look, this is the sound of me pouring myself another beer. Responsibility.
As in, we didn't give it to you, therefore we are not irresponsible.
I think therefore I am. Can you please continue on about your somewhat boring squirrel theory?
Let's get back on track. Can we get back on track?
We tried to. You're the one getting us off track.
Me? I'm not doing anything. I'm not even part of this. I'm not even on the microphone. Please, carry on. Carry on, buddy people. Let me hear some noise.
What are we going to do? Let's break. Break character for a second.
Carry on, buddy people. Let me hear some noise. Big season now, start jumping.
Hey. Try to listen to me for a second.
I don't know if it's worthwhile carrying on.
Hi, listener. This is Ander here. Sober Ander, that is. what you're listening to now is a post-recorded little bit of outro that we're doing because I did get a little bit too drunk to finish the show, and it pretty much fell apart and went to shit. So you're listening to the outro. This has been recorded a couple of weeks after that whole incident happened. What I'm going to do is let's get Pubes on the phone because he's not actually here today because he's, not very committed to this, I got to tell you. If you had to measure which one of us loves the audience more, it's definitely me. He's a dickhead, to be honest. But we'll get him on the phone because his opinion...
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, this is your doctor, Mrs. Dr. Morgan. It turns out that you've got the AIDS. You've got the...
You know your face comes up when you call me, right?
No, that's your phone malfunctioning. iPhones?
I think my friendship malfunctioning.
How? Oh, you got me. It's me. Hey, let's do a bit of an outro, shall we?
Yeah, cool.
Outro for the drunken episode.
That certainly does need one.
Yeah, it does. It didn't exactly end at all. It just petered out into insane ramblings.
I think your brain activity did end, and that's where I had to call it a day.
Yeah. My fault. My bad. I'll take full responsibility. Hey, you know, No. It's okay. I understand that you don't really care about the show very much.
Yeah, I just can't be fucked, really.
The audience doesn't mean anything to you. I'm aware of that.
Are we recording right now?
We're recording. We're on the air.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, no worries. hey, even though this is probably going to be a 5-minute outro that we're doing, I've still got my customary giant cup of coffee. Isn't that ridiculous? I don't even need it.
Fair enough.
Awake. Anyway. So, what's your take on...
Well, personally, I apologise for the episode that they've just heard. The experiment was a raging success in one part.
Raging, would you say? Yeah. Trying to trigger my Sonic
action trigger?
Oh, yes. Yes. That. Are you, Luke?
I think everyone now can really make up their mind and, that can be settled once and for all. You do not get funnier when you're drunk.
No. And I'm glad we know, though. I'm glad we did the experiment. I think what happens is I don't get funnier, but I think I'm funnier. The more drunk I get, the more I think I'm hilarious. That's where the problem lies. That's where the confusion is.
Certainly get belligerent.
Yeah. I guess some things you've just got to learn the hard way, and that's what we did. Just look at... Take AIDS, for example. That's humanity learning not to have sex with animals the hard way.
Yeah.
We got taught a lesson.
Lesson learned.
That's cross off having sex with apes on a thing to do in life.
Yeah, well, you know.
No,
I guess people can leave their own interpretations of whether that was funny or not on Facebook, I guess.
Yeah.
On the website. Let us know, but, I'm fairly certain everyone knows,
The answer's pretty unanimous.
No, pretty obvious,
you're an idiot, Ander. And what you've just heard, listener, is a very heavily edited podcast because... There was so much just rambling and incoherent crap that we had to get rid of. Tried to keep the highlights of me being drunk.
Yeah, and you just listen to the highlights, people.
Yeah, so, those are the bits worth listening to. Barely. Yeah.
Just take a moment to reflect on what me and Anthony had to get put through,
Yeah, that was very, very patient of you two. I have to thank Anthony as well for that, because I was a little...
Yeah, the man bit off way more than he could chew.
Yeah, he certainly did. All right.
I really do think you were like a drunken monkey. It's kind of endearing and funny at first, but then I took my eyes off you for 1 second, and you were out of that tree and interfering with yourself.
Yep. Yeah, I was.
Okay, well, I gotta go. Things to do,
More important things, of course. Yeah. okay. Enjoy Bear Grylls or, your meat pie dinner or whatever you're having.
What do you think, you know me?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a meat pie with baked beans on it, I believe. If I had to.
All right. So I'll talk to you later.
All right, mate. See you later.
Bye.
You still got ads, but. Alrighty. Well, there you have it. Luke is a non-committed bastard. And thanks for listening to the episode. You know, there are ends to things in life, people. Sometimes things end, and unfortunately, this is one of them. And I'm referring to, of course, this episode. So until next time, which is... Oh, hang on. Oh, I'm getting a little ring-a-ding. Hey, this is your doctor again. You've called me back for some reason.
Oh, I wasn't planning on that.
What happened?
Nothing. We're up?
Yeah, I'm actually just doing an outro. There's a little bit of a thanks for listening. See you next time.
Oh, really? We're recording right now, are we?
Still going. Still going.
Still going.
Still going. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Listen next week. Next week's going to be a good episode.
Yep.
Have some sketches in it, I think. We've got a little something in the pipeworks.
Yep. Bit of sketch gear, bit of humour, I believe. Some humour lined up.
We'll try.
Yeah. Stories. I do have a good story. I've got a few good stories. I was tempted to tell them this episode, but I was too drunk. So
so you forgot.
Those are coming up. And possibly a guest, maybe. Don't get too excited, though, because, you know, I'm not a man of my word. I've never claimed to be.
A man of your word or a man?
Either of those things. Okay. Hey, let's sign off together, and then we'll continue this phone call in the privacy of not in front of an audience.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, see you guys. Thanks for listening. You're all my friends. See ya.
See you guys.
Bye.